You are listening to The Weekend Chapter on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It is still the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Thank you so much for staying with us on this Weekend Chapter on a Sunday. So, like I promised, we're getting straight into our Sabbath School lesson study for the day. And we are on lesson 10 this week. The main topic, which is Satan's final deceptions. So we are almost coming to the end of this quarter, but it's been a breathtaking quarter where we've been getting enlightened, especially about the three angels message. So tonight we've got a guest in the house. He's been on the show before, but he has taken a hiatus, but he's back, and he's going to be giving us leading us into today's lesson. That is the man, Tashinga Kamkono. All right, so let me take this opportunity to welcome the man, Tashinga. Man, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Malo, for having me on the show. Okay, as you have heard, we are on lesson 10, which is saying Satan's final deceptions, or Satan's final deceptions. From our topic, there are two words there which I want to define before we get into our lesson. We have the word final. Final, it means last, or it means terminal or ultimate. And also we have the word deception. Deception is an act of causing someone to accept something as true or valid, of which that thing won't be true or valid. It will be false and invalid. So from here we are getting that it is Satan's final, or Satan's last deception, or Satan's last ways or tricks of leading people to believe something which is not true and believe that thing as true. So there are other words which can mean the same as deception. We have the word fake, crookery, jupari, and trickery. All these words, they mean the same as what? Deception. So the devil is, so we are going to be discussing on the ways or the methods which the devil is going to use to trick people or to trick children of God to believe in false words. So if we read Revelations chapter 12 verse 9, it starts by saying, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He is cast into the earth, and his angel were cast with him." So this verse is telling us that the devil or Satan was cast down to the earth. His main mission or his main aim is to deceive the people to believe in falsehood. This thing started in heaven when the devil wanted to usurp God to take his throne. So after he was defeated, he was cast down onto the earth. So this is a continuation of a war which started in what? In heaven. So the devil is now continuing with the war. It's now the war of the devil against us human beings, which were created by what? By God. The aim of the devil is to defeat the kingdom of what? Of God. So he is going to use deceptive methods to try and make the people of God believe him, or believe his what? His doctrine. So if we read Revelations chapter 13, verse 13 and 14, it says, "And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on earth by those miracles." And also Revelations chapter 16, 13 and 14, he says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets, for they are the spirits of the devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth." So you are going to see that all these verses, they are just trying to tell us, or to give us a picture of how Satan is going to work during the last days to try and deceive the people of God. I don't know, Malo, if you have anything to add.
Okay, now I like the way you've defined the word deception right there. Okay, it's coming in different names, but ultimately, it's about making something that is not real appear as though it's real. And I still remember a man who once described it so perfectly, and he's like, it's like walking into a bank, okay, that feels like a bank, smells like a bank, and seeing people who are there who actually are looking like bank tellers and everything like that. But truth of the matter is that it's not a bank. That's deception, you see. So this is exactly what the devil is trying to bring out here, to bring something that is kind of like counterfeit. Okay, so much that it sort of like deceives the people of the earth. And the disturbing thing is that counterfeit usually looks so much, resembles the original so much that if you really don't know, you might just get it wrong. And how we pray that we do not get deceived in this last day, Teshinga.
Okay, thank you very much, Marlo. Yeah, I like the example which you used where he talked about a counterfeit looking more like the original. A counterfeit looking more like the original. So the devil is going to use a counterfeit so that the people of God will believe that what he is doing is right. If we read our memory text, which is going to come from John 17 verse 17, John 17 verse 17, which says, sanctify them by your truth, for your word is truth. So for us not to be counterfeited, what we need to know first, we need to know the original thing, so that when a counterfeit is presented unto us, we will know that this is not the truth. If you don't know the original thing, you cannot know the fake thing. So here the Bible is telling, it is Jesus himself who is saying, he's speaking to his Father, saying, sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth. So what we need to do for us not to be tricked or to be deceived, we need to know the truth first. So how do we know the truth? We need to read the Bible. If we read the Bible and submit ourselves to Christ, we are going to be sanctified with the word of God. And the word of God is the word, is the truth. You are going to see that Jesus, the Son of God himself, was tempted by the devil. The devil tried to deceive him, but he overcame him by the word of God. Jesus read the Bible and he understood the Bible, and he was sanctified by the word of God, such that when the devil tried to tempt him or to deceive him, he was able to conquer because he had the truth in himself. And also from the quarterly, there is a story which is told there from our quarterly, which said in one morning in Chicago, all people in Chicago, they become tragically sick, and some were dying just after a few hours, just after taking a Tylenol capsules. On testing each of the capsules, they proved that they contained a dangerous or a poisonous drug which was there called potassium cyanide. It is a deadly poison. Mm-hmm. So from this example, the writer of the quarterly, he gave us an illustration which was trying to give a meaning to what the devil had done to us by trying to come up with ways. If we look at Tylenol capsule, on its own, it's a drug which cures. Mm-hmm. You know, but someone tampered with it and put cyanide, which kills. So the devil is going to use that same approach to that which God presented as good. The devil is going to infiltrate, putting some doctrines which are contrary to what God says. And these doctrines now, they are going to lead us into deception, to lead us to do things which are contrary to God's things, thinking that we are following what God, what it says. Revelation chapter 14, he warns us of this what? Of this false what? Doctrine. It is, beware of the doctrine of what? Of Babylon. This means that there are going to come a time where the devil is going to be active in the church of the system with doctrines that drifts away from the doctrines of what? Of God. These teachings and doctrine, they are going to cause chaos and mayhem between the children of what? Of God. So the Bible now is telling us to be sanctified by the word of God so that we won't be led into believing false teachings and false doctrines. Malo, I think you can say something there.
Okay, now that's some powerful statement there, warning us that I think you started by saying that we need to be sanctified by the word. That is the only way we can actually what? Escape from the deception that is to come or that is already within us. All right. And then also sanctifying us by a word makes us stronger and be able to be visible. In fact, to see actually what the devil is up to. So I'm thinking the trick now here, I think I can simplify it in this way, Tashing, that if you cannot beat them, join them. I think that's what the devil is trying to do here. Because from without, he might not really have a lot of power. But from within, just like what happened in this story in Chicago, where somebody laced drugs that are used for cure and then inserted poison in them. So it's easier for the devil to lead us astray when he is appearing as though he's one of us. You see, if you can't beat them, join them. And they say that the enemy without is easy to deal with than the enemy within. And it's tricky now when somebody appears as though they are in the same journey with us, but yet they are fighting us. And we need to be very, very what? Very, very careful. And what do? We need to consider that we are our minds are enforced with what? With the word of God every time.
Yeah, thank you very much, Malo. That's very true. And also, if we read now Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall be with the Lord forever. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Well, you are going to see that this verse is now just trying to comfort us. Because no matter how the devil is going to try, no matter how hard the devil is going to punch on us, if we keep ourselves sanctified with the word of God, there is hope which will come when the Lord shall what? Shall descend. He shall take us home, and those that died righteously or that died doing God's will, they are also going to be risen, and we will meet together and meet the Lord in the what? In the air, and we are going to dwell with the Lord forever. And the Bible goes on to say, wherefore comfort one another with these what? With these words. So we have a comfort in the word of what? Of God, that when Christ descends, if we keep the word of the God, if we don't allow ourselves to be deceived by the guiles of the devil, we are going to be saved and we are going to dwell with the Lord forever. I think this is what we had on our introduction. And now we are moving on to Sunday with the topic, the way that seems right in a man's eyes. The way that seems right in the man's eyes. Okay, so from our topic, it seems there are some things that may seem right in a man's eyes. So from this topic, we are seeing that it might not be right. It may seem right, but not right. So we have our verse here, which I want us to start with, which is going to come from Mark chapter 13. Let's start with verse 23. Verse 23 says, but take heed, behold, I foretold you these things. This is a warning now, which is what? Which is coming from what? From the Bible. It's saying, take heed, behold, I've warned you about this what? These things. Which things? Verse 22. Now, if you go back to verse 22, it says, false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Our topic said, the way that seems right in men's eyes. And the verse now is warning us about false Christ and false prophets. And it goes on to say, they shall rise and do signs and wonders. Even if it were possible, these signs and wonders, they are supposed to lead astray the faithful ones or the elect ones. What this means is, these false prophets or these false Christ, they are going to do miracles, which when we see with our eyes, we are going to think that it is God himself who is going to do these miracles, which means they are going to do the miracles which Jesus himself has done in the past. Hmm. So, in other words, the crippled, they are going to make the crippled people walk. Hmm. They are going to make the dumb people talk. They are going to make the deaf people hear. They are going to make the blind see. And also, one thing, they are going to be doing these things in the name of what? Of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. They are going to be claiming being used by what? By Jesus. So the deception will be so great that even those who are faithful to God will be in danger of being what? Of being deceived. So the main aim of these false prophets or false Christ, their main aim, they want to deceive even the elect. You're going to see that when an elect is deceived, it means all those who look up to him, yes, they are also going to be deceived. Mm-hmm. So I think, Malo, you can chip in there.
Wow. Now that's quite something, because the issue of miracles is always touched a storm, Tjinga. Usually, everybody wants something that is tangible when it comes to faith. You know, we all want some kind of a result. We all want to see this manifestation. And usually, when we are Christians, we want to say that which happened in the Bible, we also want it in our time, you know. But I guess, I think it was yesterday when a preacher was talking about the issue of how dangerous it is for you to hinge your faith on what? On miracles. Because even Christ himself said no. Yeah, I think that's the same way he was talking about, the same way he rebuked who? Nicodemus. That, you know what, if you think that I came from heaven, from the heavens, and I am the Messiah simply because I'm doing miracles, then you're lost. You need to be born again. So I think it's a challenge for this generation. And hey, man, we have lived in the day when this verse is fulfilled. Where there are so many men and women who are doing so many things out there, Tjinga. That has led so many people to believe. And the way people believe in these men and women is terrifying. They defend them with their skin and their lust, with all that they have. Ah, and it's difficult to convince someone who believes in their prophet, so to say. And how difficult it is for our generation that this deception that we so read every day is happening right in front of us, and many of us are not able to decipher and to see that we are being deceived.
yes, that's true. Okay, if we read Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, it supports what we have been discussing. It says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but end thereof are ways of death. So you are going to see that the ultimate end of believing in these false prophets is death. But these things, they come to us appealing, and they will be meeting our needs or our present needs, but the end thereof is death. So we need to be very careful. We need to stay eternally vigilant, because the moment we doze off, we are going to be deceived, and the ultimate end is that we are going to what? To die. And many times we are told to follow our conscience or to do things that seems right in our own eyes. But there are many times, or there are many examples in the Bible where people leave the word of God to do things that seemeth right in their eyes, but the ultimate end was destruction. We've got an example of King Saul. King Saul was instructed to go and destroy and kill everything, but King Saul decided to do things that seemeth right in his what? In his own eyes. He spared the king, and he also spared some fat cattle, which he intended to go and offer somewhat some sacrifice. But God denied, or God refused what? To accept. And he told him, obedience is better than what? Than sacrifice. So, listening to the word of God, or reading his word and living according to his statutes, is the only way which is going to make us survive the deceptions of what? Of the devil. The ultimate end of King Saul was what? Was destruction. He was lost. He ended up killing himself when God had rejected him, because he had wavered from the word of what? Of God. So we always ought to do what's right according to what? To God, and ignore what's right in our what? In our own eyes. By that we will be saved. By that we will be sanctified by the word of what? Of God. As John 17 verse 17 has told us, sanctify them with your word, for your word is what? Is truth. We need always to stay with the word of God. We need always to abide by the word of God, and to live according to the word of what? Of God. We must not be led astray by what seem right in our what? In our own eyes. Malo.
Okay, something that seems right. All right, I'm just thinking, you see, when something feels right, Jinga, it's a bit difficult to detach a man from it, because he's convinced, man. He's convinced that what I'm doing is what?
It's right.
He's right, you know. But I like a statement when somebody says that, you see, not knowing or being deceived, or, you know, not being without knowledge of something is equated to sleeping. You see, when you're sleeping, Tajinga, you don't know that you're sleeping. You only know that you are sleeping when you wake up. Yes. So there it is, man. You see, it's difficult to convince a man who thinks that what he's doing what is right. You know. So, God have mercy on us, man. If only we knew the war that we have, and how we would pray that the Lord continues to guide us in this war, because it is a war, the war for the mind. This great controversy, it is something else. But I just pray that at the end of the day, we will be found on the right side.
Okay, yeah. So in closing, this lesson was just telling us to stay eternally vigilant and to immerse ourselves in the word of what? Of God, for this is the only way we'll be able to prevail against Satan's deceptive methods. I thank you.
Wow. All right. So to close it off, Tajinga, I think we can just close it off with a prayer. You can close with a prayer for us.
Okay. We are praying. Our Father who art in heaven, we want to thank you for this beautiful lesson that was before us, which had taught us to stay eternally vigilant by reading your word, by allowing you to work in us and stay focused on the scripture, so that when the devil come with his deceptive way, we'll be able to see and notice and flee off and stay in your mercies. For I pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thanks so much to Tajinga Kamkono right there for coming through for yet another Sabbath School lesson study. And what a beautiful lesson it was. So much enlightenment that we've gotten from that particular lesson. So let me take this opportunity to thank the man for coming through to the station to give us yet another beautiful lesson. Tajinga, man, thanks for this time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Wow. All right. So stay with us right here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media, on this weekend chapter on a Sunday evening.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.